Happy New Year, and welcome to the first ever podcast from Global Macro Views. This is part of a New Year's resolution for me to extend the product offering to include more video content and podcast to go along with the weekly written commentary that I already produce. This podcast is actually a summary of a piece that I put out in December entitled Investment Strategy for 2018, Aging Rally or More to Play For, which still can be found in the archive section of the blog site. I'm a strong believer that only a handful of key investment themes are more than enough to create portfolio outperformance. So what are some of these themes for 2018? First of all, after a great 2017, I take on board the market warning that both bulls and bears make money, but pigs get slaughtered. And so I'm not as enthusiastic about the new year as I was for 2017. First of all, I think the U.S. market will be an underperformer. It will produce very modest, low single-digit returns during 2018. And most of these returns will come in the first half of the year. In fact, I would describe it as a tale of two halves. What sets the U.S. market apart in an environment where fundamentals really worldwide remain pretty good? I really view the policy risk on the monetary policy side and the political risks in the U.S. as different from the rest of the world. The Fed will be moving several times this year. In fact, I think interest rates will rise four times, whereas the market only is anticipating two interest rate hikes. Eventually, the market will have to reprice itself to this reality that rates are going to be going up more than anticipated. Secondly, I think the U.S. confronts more political risk than elsewhere with the U.S. midterm elections coming up. And what I really worry about is that the Trump administration, looking to ensure a good victory in November, will take on more expansionary fiscal policies potentially, and even more protectionist policies as President Trump plays to his political base in the run-up to the election. The second theme to focus on is to play in the U.S. market the beneficiaries of U.S. tax reform. To be sure, I'm not a great believer that this tax reform is, on the one hand, going to pay for itself, nor do I believe it will remedy the long-term economic issues that confront U.S. growth in the future. Nor do I think it's going to add much to wages or jobs in the near term. But it does do a few things. It will clearly create a good earnings environment for 2018, with earnings likely now to be up 15% or more. It will create medium-term fiscal risks for the United States. And it will reinforce what I already will believe is a cyclical rebound in capital spending and wage growth. How to play this theme? Well, first of all, focus on small cap stocks versus large cap stocks. Small caps have higher tax rates, they're more domestically oriented, and they will not be affected by the dollar should it strengthen, as I anticipate. Secondly, play financials. Financials benefit from both the tax reform in the sense that tax rates are high, deregulation is probably coming in the future, and also, interest rate risks being greater in the United States, financials stand to benefit. Third, I think one of the key features of this of 2018 will be an increase in capital spending, which has been sorely missing from this recovery for many years. I think the way to play that is through cyclical and capital spending stocks in the industrial area. Thirdly, I think one of the things you can anticipate is that profits that are being held abroad will be repatriated under this tax plan. The two key beneficiaries of that will be healthcare and technology, and I would remain overweight those two sectors. The third theme to focus on, which I admit is very much a consensus view, but worked well in 2017 and I anticipate it will work well again in 2018, is that stocks will outperform bonds worldwide. First, you know, most importantly, monetary policy is going to be tightened in the United States. There are fiscal risks out there as well. Stocks are expensive on virtually every metric that you look at, price earnings, and the like, anything that's price-based. The only thing, only measures against which equities are not overvalued is against interest rates. And that's a reason to continue to allocate more towards stocks relative to bonds. The fourth theme is that Europe will provide the greatest returns in on a global basis in the coming year. A couple factors make Europe stand out. Of course, GDP growth and inflation are very favorable, but monetary policy will remain on hold for the course of 2018, in contrast to a very active Fed policy. Two other things to bear in mind. European equity markets always trade at a discount to the U.S. market. That reflects their lower return on equity versus their counterparts worldwide. However, the discount at which the European markets currently trade is larger, about 10% larger than normal. This seems unwarranted in an environment where economic growth is accelerating strongly and monetary policy remains on hold. The other thing about Europe is that they are considerably earlier in the economic cycle compared to the United States. The United States earnings per share are some 20 or 25% above the peak level that they experienced at the end of the last economic cycle. In Europe, by contrast, earnings growth the level of earnings is still has yet to reach peak levels, and so there's considerably more running room for earnings to grow in the coming years. Theme five, turning to emerging markets. Certainly, I don't anticipate the kind of outperformance again this year that we enjoyed last year, but I do still advocate an overweight position in this area. In an earlier piece entitled Asia, Coping with the Fed, Trump, and China, I outlined three risks that Asian markets and emerging markets more broadly would be confronting in 2018. The Fed clearly poses a risk to Asian markets. Asian markets never do well when U.S. interest rates are rising and when the U.S. dollar is appreciating, both of which I anticipate in the first part of this year. However, Asian markets are cheap, and they're cheap in particular against U.S. interest rates. When you compare the earnings yield of Asian stocks versus the 10-year U.S. Treasury rate, the gap is larger than it's been at other times in other interest rate cycles. In other words, there's a bigger cushion for Asian markets to outperform. Likewise, I think the U.S. political cycle poses great uncertainties for Asian markets. In particular, I worry that in the run-up to November midterm elections, that the Trump administration will turn more attention to populist and protectionist policies, with its focus primarily on China, but also other Asian markets as well. However, I think this risk is manageable also. The U.S. administration is very dependent upon China, Korea, and Japan in order to cope with the situation in North Korea. As a result, I believe their room to maneuver on trade and protectionism is very limited. Finally, I think China itself poses the greatest risk to emerging markets and Asian markets as well. In the past, worries about Chinese economic growth slowdown created numerous bouts of uncertainty and volatility in financial markets. This seemed to disappear in 2017. However, the problems that exist in China remain out there and have been unaddressed. And in fact, the buildup of corporate and public sector debt remains as large or larger than it was 2 years ago. Eventually, I believe this will come back as a market theme in 2018, because I do believe the high levels of debt eventually will cause a very long-term slowdown in economic growth in China. We got used to growth being around 10%, then 8%. I think we'll eventually have to get used to growth rates closer to 5 or 6%, if not lower, in the years ahead. It's hard to say when this theme will reemerge, but I do believe what you should look at is the international reserve data, which is a good indicator in real time about changing sentiment, both from international investors, but from Chinese investors who are hedging against these bets as well. And finally, theme six. I do believe there's still, despite the rising interest rate environment, I do believe that there are good opportunities in certain credit markets around the world. In particular, selected emerging markets represent good value. At the moment, I tend to like Brazil, Russia, Mexico, and Indonesia, and I continue to avoid Turkey and South Africa. So these are the six themes that I'm playing in 2018, which I think will lead to outperformance of your portfolios. The consensus is clearly positive at the moment, which is always a bit worrisome. But as you can see, I'm anticipating positive but very modest returns during the new year. And in fact, most of those returns will be in the first half of the year. The key risks and inflection points to focus on will be the Fed, and in particular, when U.S. short-term interest rates get above 2% or become positive in real terms, or perhaps when the 10-year yield approaches 3%, maybe a turning point. Also focus on the U.S. midterm elections, and in particular, a shift towards more populist fiscal and trade policies out of the Trump administration in the run-up to polling day. And finally, China, I believe, will reemerge as a risk, and keep an eye on that as well. I look forward to the discussion during the course of this year. As always, feedback, comments are always welcome and helpful.